Ilai Jah, Rastafari, foundation of creation. And I know history has proved and showed that Ethiopia is a cradle of civilization. Ethiopia is the incubator of the earth where life has first started to exist from. And I also know Ethiopia as our ancient Christian kingdom from the year 4475 BC, that's before Christ, before any Western side ever knew anything of civilization or know anything of Christianity. And I know even Revelation 5 has shown up on his vesture and up on his ties. It was written, kings of kings and lords of lords. There were none before him, and there shall be none after. For he is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Ilai Selassie, he is also the fullness of King Solomon, the returned Messiah to earth this day. For in prophecy I showed you that in this day he shall come with this name that is so terrible and dreadful, Rastafari. That's what the world heard. I have the fullness of the truth of creation. That Rastafari lives and reigns forever and evermore. One black love, his majesty is the creator for the earth. And I know that perhaps I show that anyone who really have the Ark of the Covenant is really creation, here master, and the rightful owner. I have shown that his majesty is the monument, the Bible owner, creation, peer master. But then first, I and I know that Rastafari is really the head of every fullness, truth and right. We know that even his majesty had even set up the Declaration of Human Rights and even fulfilled the League of Nations, which the whole Western world had found themselves guilty within the Muslim war and Muslim attack that Christian kingdom Ethiopia. For Italy said without they have the ruling power of Ethiopia, then they could never rule the earth. And we know that it is majesty set up the League of Nations, which they all break away now, come to really form this United Nation. It's the same charter of his majesty League of Nations. They have been used right now within the United Nations. So we know that Israel is rightful ruler by sovereign right, His Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie. Give thanks and praise unto the Most High every time.
It's a new name, precious name, new name.
Of July 1892, a child was born to Ras Makonnen and Wazario Yashimabet of the Ethiopian province of Arar. His father, Ras Makonnen, was a mighty ambassador and cousin of the great Emperor Menelik II of Ethiopia. The child was named Tafari Makonnen, and his birth was a fulfillment of the prophecy, being a direct descendant of the ancient line of David, Solomon, and the Queen Makeda of Sheba and Ethiopia. From his earliest days as a youth, the young Tafari showed and displayed knowledge far beyond his tender years. All who came into contact with him marveled at his excellence in judgment. His knowledge and insight was such that from an early age he was instrumental in the shaping of Ethiopia's destiny, bringing this ancient kingdom to embrace the modern world that had now emerged around her. Active as governor of his home city of Arar when he was only 19, the young Tafari continued to rise and in 1916 was subsequently made crown prince and heir to the throne of Ethiopia, with Empress Zadichu, Menelik's daughter, head of state. At the age of 38, Rastafari ascended the throne of Ethiopia, becoming Emperor Haile Selassie I, meaning the power of the Holy Trinity, and the 225th Emperor of Ethiopia, directly from the Solomonic lineage of kings. He also receives the title of King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Defender of the Faith, and Light of the World. His Imperial Majesty is the victor over Italian fascism in 1941, and his works championing the cause of African brotherhood has made him the father figure of African unity. His Imperial Majesty is internationally acclaimed as one of the world's greatest statesmen of the 20th century, and his works for the integrity of mankind, equal rights, and justice is unparalleled.
Yeah, he's now leading Dama.
He alone is the uniting force for the millions of Africans taken away in the slavery and scattered to the four corners of the earth. And from the time of his coronation, he was observed to be the returned Messiah by those who now bear his name, Rastafari.
Man with a big Rasta spirit.
The lion says, I am king and I reign. The lion says, I am king in this range. No more kings must be this backyard.
Greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I. This is Jaman, Daddy Cecil with you on KRVS 88.7. The 23rd of July marks the Earth Day of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I. Born on this earth. For the next 2 hours, we'll be paying tribute on this birth of His Imperial Majesty, coming up in just a few hours. We heard there from Jimmy Cliff, going back to 1963, singing about the King of Kings, Count Ossie, and the revelation of Rastafari with the new name, precious name. They call him Rastafari. And Ross Tawney giving us a little historical perspective to begin the program. Rasta Sound continues on Jaman. This is Culture.
Lord. Gotta get it tuned in to 88.7 Cecil Doyle Selecta. Charmon.
Thank you. shores of Northern Sea.
This raggle-taggle tribe of Jamaican musicians would be packing Toronto's Maple Leaf Gardens. It's a sign of reggae's growing acceptance in the international pop music scene. And it's also catapulted this man, Bob Marley, to superstardom. Rastafarianism is very popular in Jamaica, yet in Canada, the United States, it has a bad reputation. People are associated with drugs and the trafficking of marijuana and violence, police arrests.
Yeah, man, them crucified Christ, remember? Christ was a Christian and him crucified Christ, same is not a, what
no,
it is.
No, but let's go back to the facts. People have been arrested, and the Rastafarians in Toronto, for example, have very bad reputation.
I wouldn't say that the Rastafarians have a bad reputation. I would say people give the Rastafarians bad reputation because the Rastafarians, all of these things happening before the Rastafarians even start coming to Canada anywhere around here.
But the things that are very obvious are things like the way you look, right? To most people who are very conservative in dress, you look quite strange. Plus the fact that you advocate smoking marijuana.
Yeah, you think this. I'll show you this now. Could they tell God that it's not legal?
No, but you're...
They couldn't tell God that it's
not
legal.
You have a very...
Your last record is very different from the others.
Yeah.
Did you stop fighting?
No, but I was at home with my people, so I didn't need to be fighting no more, right? I was in the camp, and there was no war.
What is your special message?
Truth, peace, and love, and music, you know, and liberty.
We'll be forever. We'll be forever.
Yes, on and on and on, Forever Lovin' Jah, Bob Marley and the Wailers, from the album Uprising. For that, Peter Tosh with Rastafari is Sister Judy Mowat, singing about the King of Kings and culture, calling Rastafari. We'll be listening to a little bit of culture recorded live in just a few minutes. He'll be praising Rastafari, as will be Don Carlos. But first up, this is Black Uhuru. Celebrating the birth of His Imperial Majesty, King Haile Selassie I, tonight on Jaman.
Thank you. brings me see you today. Fawa Jaja, and look at man and man. He is suffering now upon the land. Fawa Jaja, forward I pray. You've already told us of these happenings we see today. Won't you help me in the land of the fire and the sorrow? Fawa Jaja, oh, come and see the sight. Hear my people them fuss and fight. Shouldn't kill each other for no right. Fawa Jaja, and tell me, do you think this is right? Fawa the Lord. I'm on my bended knees. I'm begging, I'm asking for freedom, you see. Fawa Jaja, forward I pray. You've already told us of these happenings this day. Won't you help me in the land of the fire and the sorrow? Fawa Jaja, oh, come and see the sight. Hear my people then fuss and fight. Shouldn't kill each other for no right. Fawa Jaja, and tell me, do you think this is right? I'm on my bended knees. I'm begging, I'm asking for freedom, you see. Fawa Jaja, and look at man and man. He is suffering upon the land. Fawa Jaja, and look at what you see.
Yeah. Ababa Janai, we love you. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ababa Janai, we love you. Yeah. I'm moving on, creation, whoa, oh, oh, oh. So I come to warn the nation, yeah. It's Rastaman's redemption. What a lovely, lovely vibration. When we all can sing our song, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ababa Janai, we love you, whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ababa Janai, we love you, yeah. We are gonna chant a yabingi around your throne, whoa, oh, oh, oh. We are gonna chant a yabingi around your throne, yeah. Singing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, whoa, oh. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, yeah. Jaja come from Bozra with his garment dipped in blood. So wicked, you've got to respect your love. I come to warn the nation, tell it to the now generation. Ababa Janai, we love you. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ababa Janai, we love you. Yeah, whoa, oh. Thank you.
Janai, we love you. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ababa Janai, we love you. Yeah, yeah. I'm moving on. Creation. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. So I come to one, the nation. Yeah, yeah. It's Rastaman's redemption. What a lovely, lovely vibration. When we all can sing our song. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Ababa Janai, we love you. Yeah, yeah. Ababa Janai, we love you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, San Francisco, we love you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, San Francisco, we love you. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Let Jah be
need the guidance of all these people. Sagana, me no bania.
Rise, Africa, rise! is a gavin a lion of a tudo. Jah Rastafari, we'll be lovely. Conquering lion of children to watch the TV, and because of the television, the children are indoctrinated. What do you mean, mothers? I want you to lock up the TV and open your Bibles. Lock up the TV. Are you ready? Lock up. I want you to lock up the TV. Thank you, Africa.
Culture here on Jahman, recorded live. That was the tracks. Get Ready, Jah Rastafari, and Jah Jah See Them A Come. And we heard Don Carlos recorded live in San Francisco with Seta Masagana and a Baba Janai as we celebrate the Earth Day of His Imperial Majesty, King Haile Selassie I. Born on July 23rd, as we celebrate his everlasting here on KRVS 88.7. We've got another hour of word sound power. We'll be celebrating his name right here on Jahman.